May Allah increase the honor and raise the rank of our master.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, peace of our hearts, mercy unto the entire universe, the best of creation, coolness of our eyes, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the person who resides durood, meaning a person who sends 1,000 times salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such a person will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, before commencing today's episode, let us first make some good intentions. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the intention of a believer is better than his action. Let us make the intention that inshallah azza wa jal, I will sit and listen to the silsila from the beginning to the end. And inshallah azza wa jal, whatever I learn, I will do my level best. I will do my best to practice upon it and teach it to the others as well, inshallah azza wa jal. And whenever the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the name of the Almighty Allah azza wa jal is been mentioned, for the name of Allah azza wa jal, I will reply by saying azza wa jal. And whenever the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is been mentioned, I will reply by saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, today we are going to continue the discussion of discussing the mu'jizas, the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are associated to dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we discuss the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the acceptance of dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a mu'jiza. Why and why? Because whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lifted his hands up to make dua in the court of Allah azza wa jal, the du'as of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were always accepted in the court of Allah azza wa jal. Therefore, acceptance of du'a of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is indeed a mu'jiza on its own. It is indeed a miracle on its own. At times, some of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make du'a that the Almighty Allah azza wa jal blesses them with children. And some of the companions who had children, but their children passed away, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make du'a for them, for the Almighty Allah azza wa jal to bless them with children. And the du'as of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were accepted in the court of Allah azza wa jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there is a beautiful narration whereby the wife of Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyida Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Sayyidina Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha was a true lover of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Sayyidina Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a handsome son. And this gift of Allah Azza wa Jal in form of a son, this gift from Allah Azza wa Jal, this ni'mah and bounty in form of a child, became very ill. Meaning the son of Hazrat Abu Talha became very sick, very ill. And on one occasion, while Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu had traveled far away, the son became very ill and suddenly passed away. And when the son passed away, when Hazrat Abu Talha returned back home, what Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha had done was that after the son passed away, Sulaym took the body and placed it in a different room. Imagine the pain that she might have went through. I mean, imagine a parent, a mother, having to see her own child pass away in front of her eyes. So she takes the body and she placed it in one room. And when Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu returned back from his journey, when he returned and came back home, he inquired from his wife that, "Oh, my beloved wife, what is the condition of my child? What is the condition of my son?" Because when Hazrat Abu Talha departed, before Hazrat Talha left on the journey, the child was already critically ill. Therefore, when he returned back, the first question, one of the questions that he asked was, "What is the condition? What is the state of my son?" And the wife of Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied and said that, "Your son experience difficulty in breathing. But I hope he's now in peace. Subhanallah. She says, your son experienced, meaning your son experienced some difficulties in breathing. But I hope that he is now in peace. Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu misunderstood or misinterpreted the statement of his wife. And Hazrat Abu Talha went to sleep. And the next day in the morning, before Hazrat Abu Talha left for Fajr Salah, after Hazrat Abu Talha has his wash, after he has his ghusl, after he takes his bath, the wife explains to Hazrat Abu Talha what had transpired. And after she informs Hazrat Abu Talha about what had transpired, Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately rushed towards the masjid. He immediately rushed towards the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I mean, imagine the pain of a father. Imagine a father receiving news from his wife that the son had passed away. So that Abu Talha immediately rushed to the masjid to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to inform the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about what had transpired. After Abu Talha explains to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam what had transpired, our Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam lifted his hands up and made dua for Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the Prophet said, O Abu Talha, I believe that Allah Azza wa Jal shall grant you barakat in the night. And the barakat of that night appeared in a form of a child after a normal pregnancy period. And after this child of Hazrat Abu Talha was born, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes dua for Abu Talha, that O Abu Talha, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal shall grant you the barakat in the night. Meaning Allah shall grant you barakat in this night. And the barakat that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was referring to was the barakah of a child. So the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal blessed Hazrat Abu Talha with a son. And this child, after this child was born, this child was brought in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam named this child Abdullah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then placed his blessed hands on him and gave him a piece of khajur, a piece of date to eat. One of the Ansaris has narrated a narration that the blessings of the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that Abu Talha had sons who were all excellent Qaris of the Qur'an Majid. Subhanallah. Meaning Allah Azza wa Jal, because of the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua of barakat for Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so an Ansari narrates a narration that the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, because of the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal blessed Hazrat Talha Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu with sons. And the sons of Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu were all qaris, they were all good reciters of the Quran in Majid. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was unable to sit properly on a back of a horse. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Waqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on an occasion approached Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him to go out on an expedition, to lead an expedition. And Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu explained to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the expedition, the place that you are sending me to is far away from Makkah to Al-Mukarramah. Meaning the expedition you are sending me for requires one to ride on a horse, or it requires one to ride on in a form of an animal, on a form of transportation. Therefore, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I am unable to sit properly. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua for him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made the following dua: O Allah Azza wa Jal, grant him the power to ride a horse properly. Make him successful, and may he become a guide to success for the others. Subhanallah. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam makes dua for cure, he makes dua for shifa for Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam makes dua that Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is able to sit properly on a back of a horse. And Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu takes along with him 150 horse riders, and they go out on this expedition, and they were very successful. And all was because of the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, even a companion that was unable to sit, a companion that was unable to sit on a back of a horse because of the dua of our blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this companion was immediately cured. Because of the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this companion received the shifa, and was he recovered so quickly that he was immediately able to go out on an expedition. He was immediately able to lead the Muslim army, and he went out on an expedition, and he was successful. And the success was also based on the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A mother that had lost her child, a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Umm Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had lost their son because of the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal blessed them with sons. Sons that were not ordinary sons, but sons that were qaris of the Quran Majid. And all because of the dua of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability. May the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal open our hearts in such a manner that when this type of miracles, when these mu'jizas of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are mentioned, they should soften our hearts. There's the Islamic sisters that are watching and listening to the silsila that have lost a son. You know the pain of losing a son. And because of a dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal brought happiness back into the house of Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, through the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the mothers that have lost their sons, all the fathers that have lost their sons, because there is no pain like the pain of a father having to bury his own son. There is no pain like the pain of a mother having to witness the death of her own son. There is no pain like the pain of a parent having to witness the janaza salah of her own child. Therefore, may the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal grant all the parents that have lost their children, may the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal grant them sabr, patience, and may the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal grant all their sons and daughters that have passed away the highest place in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen, thumma ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Tufail Da'usi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once came in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat, and along with him, he brought some of his companions. And he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Da'us tribe have rejected to accept Islam. Make dua for their destruction. Meaning, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the tribe of Da'us have rejected the message of Islam. Therefore, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you make dua that the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal must destroy them. You know, people that were seated around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they started to make the following statement, that the people of Da'us are going to be destroyed. Because everyone knew the power of dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even those that were not Muslims, even they also feared the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even the kuffar of Makkah, who oppressed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they also feared the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they knew deep down in their hearts, they knew that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his dua, his prayer was not a normal dua, but rather his dua was a dua of a Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in the time and duration that they spent around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they always saw the results of the power in the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They knew that the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was a miracle, a mu'jiza. Therefore, when this companion comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his companions, and they request the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make dua for the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, to destroy the people of Da'uz. Those sitting around, those receiving this message, those sitting around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even those that were not Muslims, they started talking among each other. What is the conversation? They say, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes dua, then the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is going to destroy the people of the house. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes a dua. And what type of a dua does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam make? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, O Allah Azza wa Jal, grant the Da'us tribe salvation and bring them to me. Subhanallah. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes a dua of salvation. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes dua for the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to bring the people of Da'us to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes dua of hidayah. He makes dua of guidance for the people of Da'uz. What a better dua for anyone to make than for one to make dua of guidance of a non-Muslim. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, those, you know, there are Muslims in some parts of the world whereby a father or parents are not Muslims and sons are Muslims. At times, vice versa. And the only dua that is on the tongue of a son whose parents are not Muslim is a dua that may the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal bless my parents with Islam. So there is no dua like a dua of guidance. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes dua. People have come and they have brought a suggestion, they have made a request to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what is their request? They say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make dua for the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to destroy the people of Da'uz. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is mercy unto the entire universe, our Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the peace of our hearts, the final messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, the seal of prophethood, coolness of our eyes, he makes dua for the Almighty Allah to grant salvation to the people of Da'uz. He makes dua and he says, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, bring the people of Da'uz to me. And the people of Da'uz came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they accepted Islam in the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, may the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those whom, when we study any hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we are taught any sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may we be among those who try their level best to practice upon the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, in order for one to learn the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, join the beautiful environment, the beautiful mahal of Dawat-e Islami, whereby the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are taught and practiced. Therefore, may the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those who hold tight onto the mahal of Dawat-e Islami, so that we can continue learning the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and practicing upon the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah increase the honor and raise the rank of our master.